Welcome to Your Inner Radiance, your new go-to for self-love practices, yoga lifestyle inspiration, and Ayurvedic tips to support you to uncover your inner radiance. Welcome back to Your Inner Radiance. I am excited because I get to talk about one of my very favorite things today, which is chocolate. Really, this episode is about the healing benefits and superfood qualities of pure cacao. And I've invited a couple of friends on who are really knowledgeable about this superfood, this incredible gift from the earth. And they are Derek Vanana and Bron Wynbiata. I've known Derek for a long time, I'd say about at least 10 years. He is the founder of Sarva Organics, this amazing company that creates all these really beautiful synergistic blends of superfoods like protein powders and chocolate bars. And my recent favorite is their conscious cacao coffee replacement, which actually amazingly got my husband Oliver off coffee. He's been wanting to get off coffee for a long time. He's tried lots of times before unsuccessfully. And when I got him this conscious cacao coffee replacement, finally, it's been months now. He's off coffee.
And by the way, guys, Sarva is offering you all a 17% off discount at sarvasuperfood.com. That's S-A-R-V-A-A superfood.com. And that's with the code LILY17, LILY17 at sarvasuperfood.com.
It's pretty amazing. And today with Bronwyn and Derek, we'll talk about why cacao is so incredible, why it gives natural energy, some of its historical uses in places where it's, you know, natively grown, and its ceremonial uses. And something that's really fascinating to me is that in traditional Ayurveda, which of course, you know, I'm studying, I'm in this master's program, chocolate or cacao is not a recommended food. Like, we have these lists of highly recommended, just promoting foods like ghee and milk and almonds and all these herbs and rice and dates and avocados and pomegranate, but cacao is never mentioned. And I always feel curious and like sort of let down by that. I'm like, come on. And even once in my class, one of my professors, we were talking about chocolate, I guess, and I remember him saying, chocolate clogs the shrotas, and shrotas means the channels of the body. And we definitely don't want those to be clogged. And I was like, what? No, what can't be? Like, chocolate is my favorite. It's definitely like my most favorite food and like my desire for when I'm craving something nourishing and sweet. And I was just like, this can't be. And so I started looking into it and thinking about it. And what I've come to believe is that because cacao is not a plant that's native to India, it just was not around when Ayurveda was being, you know, codified by the rishis who received information, you know, from prana, from consciousness. There was no cacao anywhere around them. So it wouldn't have been in their consciousness, of course. And so it's not mentioned in any of the traditional texts about Ayurveda. But the thing about Ayurveda is that it is beyond time and place. The true teachings of Ayurveda say that it's really about the cycles and laws of nature. And so it doesn't really matter where you are. Wherever you are in the world, there are plants, herbs, and practices that follow the natural laws to bring balance and health. And so where cacao grows, it's been used traditionally for healing purposes. And that's what we're going to talk to Derek and Bronwyn about today. So let me go ahead and introduce Bronwyn Beata and Derek Vanatta. Bronwyn is a student of the Vedas, including Vedic philosophy and Vedic psychology. She's well-versed in the archetypal energies that we all possess and play out in our daily lives. She has a deep relationship with Mama Cacao and can speak to how the subtler essence of this living superfood ties into our higher natures. And Derek Vanatta is the founder of the nutraceutical supplement company, Sarva Organics. He began his nutritional research at the University of California with a dual major in nutrition and psychology. He continues his daily study of the intersection of these two disciplines to this day. His background in the sciences of both human nutrition and human psychology have enabled him to develop unique insights into how humanity can avoid most of the mental, emotional, physical suffering that plagues people today and live a vibrantly healthy, exceptional life. So I'm super excited to welcome Derek and Bronwyn.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the podcast, Your Inner Radiance. I'm so excited to have you both here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and you guys are in Hawaii, right? Is it gorgeous?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's beautiful. It's green, lots of flowers. It's pretty magical.
Oh, and I know it's earlier there and you've just finished your morning sadhana. And I'm just curious if you can tell us what that looked like today.
Sure. Well, had a little meditation, and then we went ahead and brewed up our morning cacao drink. But while that sat, every morning I chant with Shruti Box, a chant for the day of the week. And today is Thursday, so it's Guru Day. So this morning was a guru chant 108 times.
Ooh, wow. That sounds awesome, Bronwyn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get up before dawn, well before dawn, and do yoga, then meditation. We're kind of Raja yoga nutcases. We really love the yogic lifestyle. It just serves us so well. And throughout my life, I've had my ups and downs and stops and not quite stops, but pauses. And every time I back off of the yogic practices for some reason or another, doesn't work out well. And it's always great to be back.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love that. I do. I totally see you guys as integrated yogis on the path and dedicated and totally dedicated to not only your health, but your physical and your mental and your spiritual body. And I see that in you as it's, you're both just radiant.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah. And same to you.
Yeah.
You're a real light and inspiration. Oh.
Thank you.
From your emails to your physical presence, it's all just, beautiful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the feeling is so mutual. So I'm so excited I get to interview you guys today. Here I am, and there's snow on the ground in Colorado.
Is it beautiful? I imagine so.
Yeah, it's a winter wonderland.
Yeah, in that way, yes. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to have you guys on the show because, well, one, you're so knowledgeable about so many things and your presence is just something I want to share with my followers. And as you know, today I am excited to talk about one of my very favorite things, cacao. And I guess what I'll start with, I'll go back a little bit because you have cacao in many of your products, but let's just introduce these followers to what you've kind of, I would say, probably your life's work, Derek, because you started Sarva Organics long time ago and you've been now a big part of that, Bronwyn. But I'd love to hear about your inspiration, Derek, to start this company and how you became passionate about superfoods.
Sure. Yeah. So it's the condensed version is that I had health issues as a child, especially accelerating in high school. A couple of things that gave me a huge wake up call, starting from 15 through really on into college, early college. And so I was somewhat forced to learn about health and well-being well before I wanted to, and before most people are, shall we say, forced isn't the best word, but you know what I mean. Really invited by life to have a wake-up call, a couple of them in my teens. And so at the time, I thought it was unfortunate and I was really bummed, but it had scared me enough, a couple of different episodes, that in my senior year of high school, I started studying health and nutrition. So when I went off to college, I continued that. And I'm a voracious learner, and I dove into, you know, the normal kind of, at the time, you know, college-based nutrition, but I quickly saw some of the limitations in traditional nutritional aspects. I mean, the science was great. I learned about amino acids and metabolism and, you know, vitamins, minerals, all of the basic building blocks, which was really helpful. But then I got exposed to macrobiotics from Japan. And then shortly after getting out of college, I learned about Ayurveda. And then I became a monk in a yoga community for a few years in my 20s and dove into Ayurveda further and was so impressed with how sophisticated and rich and holistic and comprehensive some of these other systems were. And so throughout my life, I continued to, essentially, I needed to eat a little more healthier than maybe the average person of my age, because if I didn't, I suffered. And so well before the term superfood was even coined, people were learning about the collection of foods that had what I'll call like the most upside with the least downside. Kind of the simple definition of superfoods that I like to give people is absolute maximum upside benefit with no downside negatives. So for an example, real quick on that, you know, upside versus downside. So flax seeds. Most people would recognize that flax seeds are a great nutritional source in a bunch of ways. And yet, flax has this really great healthy oil in it, healthy fats. However, it's not stable once it's exposed to oxygen. So fresh ground flax seeds are a superfood, or whole flax seeds that have been, you know, not gone rancid. But once they're ground and exposed to air, they go rancid quite quickly compared to, let's say, coconut, which coconut happens to have an oil that's stable at room temperature for a long time and doesn't oxidize the way. So you look at superfoods and you say, what's the upside and downside? Okay, so let's jump over to blueberries. Blueberries have obvious upside benefits everyone's heard about, from antioxidants to polyphenols, etc. However, commercially grown blueberries have a fairly high sugar content, so your sugar to nutrient ratio isn't as good as some of the other superberries like Kamu Kamu berries or Acerola cherries or rose hips or etc., etc.
Hey guys, I'm just popping in with a quick announcement. I want to let you know that I'm offering an online Ayurveda immersion. It's called the Ayurveda Virtual Deep Dive, and it's coming up on Thursday mornings in February and March, and they'll be recorded if you can't make it then. But it's going to be a really awesome way for you to learn more about Ayurveda, to really dive in to actually be with me, you know, on the screen in person, live, to be able to ask your questions and to really cover a lot of important topics in Ayurveda to help you learn how to better implement these principles to create more natural balance and ease and health for your life and for your family. So if you want to check it out, head over to my website, lilyrussoyoga.com, and you'll find it there. I'd love to answer any questions you have about it. You can always reach out via my email, lily@lilyrussoyoga.com. And let's head back to the show.
So those are just examples of, you know, like how exciting it is to learn about superfoods. And the more I saw the benefits in myself, the more I realized, wow, I really want to share this with others. And at first, I didn't really want to start a business. So I just started giving away my blends, these custom blends that I was making for myself and my family and a few athletes. I started giving it away to more friends. And little by little, people started to, you know, really love it and say, hey, we're going trekking in Nepal in a few days. Can we get a huge bag to go? And I said, no, I just do this as a hobby and we'll pay you anything. You know, we really want to take. So gradually I said, sure, you know, and I just followed the indications of life and said, yes, I'll turn this into a business. And here we are, you know, many, many years later, and we've touched thousands of people and enhanced their health and well-being and provide some good jobs for a few people.
Yeah. And I know that you are meticulous about sourcing, you know, getting just the most high quality products possible.
Yeah. Well, that's really, that was the other incentive. Thank you for reminding me. I've been in this so long. Sometimes I forget that, you know, I had worked in the health food industry and saw the amount of hype and the amount of fake health foods that were out there. And then when the word superfood got coined about 15 years ago, I saw fake superfoods starting to come on the market, or hypey things where, you know, there'd be a bag of granola and they'd put a tiny bit of goji berries or blueberries in the bag and with a big, big label that said superfood granola. I was like, interesting, you know, still full of sugar and stale oil. You know, so I thought, well, wow, there's people out there that really need clean, pure, well-sourced. And honestly, besides just the science aspect of it, I'm going to say it this way. Foods and blends that are done with such care and meticulous attention that we've developed a relationship, a personal relationship with some of these foods, these beings, because they're living beings and they have an energetic signature. And more people are realizing that everything is energy. Everything has information embedded in it. And now the science of epigenetics, you know, is rapidly changing so many things in the field of medicine and nutrition, etc., because the old biology was based on some really good aspects of science, but sometimes overly reductionist and overly mechanistic science that doesn't really apply so well in biological systems, especially as complex as the human body. And we're not just a body, but we're this energy field of body, mind, and soul. We're spirit condensed into flesh. So we wanted Sarva Superfood in a way to be also the most spiritual food company it could possibly be. Maximum integrity, super ethical with how we relate to the plants that are in the blends, but also with our suppliers, the farmers, and using as little machinery and having no Wi-Fi in our building. And everybody that comes into the building has a respectful approach to the foods, the ingredients, the beings, so to speak, that we're working with.
Yeah, it totally comes through,
you know, it's clear both from the people involved, because I know, you know, and through the years, I've known several of the people who work at Sarva, and then just through the products and tasting them and feeling what they do, to me, it's really clear everything you're saying is true. And that's why I totally trust everything you make. And I always love, you know, when you're sharing, I think I probably first met you, or at least in the early days when you were bringing these incredible, like, chocolatey elixirs to ecstatic dances and turning them into these delicious smoothies that you were just giving out as samples. And it was always just like a pure gift of love to receive. So it comes through so clearly. So thank you for creating something that's so heartfelt, where we're, you know, in a world of so much, you know, like you said, and even more so now, so many products just popping up with all this hype and all this marketing. And then you look at them and you can tell, or especially if you taste them, there's a lot of things out there that just really don't measure up to be, you know, the highest quality, like, love that you want to put into your body temple. So Yeah, I love Sarva. And, you know, one of my very favorite foods in the world is cacao. And so, of course, I love Sarva's products with cacao in them. And I want to ask you about, you know, of course, you put it in there in so many products because, you know, it is really a life affirming, life promoting, heart opening, you know, superfood. So to direct it to either one of you, because I know you both know a lot, I would love for you to share with us what you know about cacao's healing properties.
Well, I'll just say that in my personal experience with it, it's certainly a heart opener. You know, it's got part of the beauty of cacao is that it's got two things going for it, two different compounds, to get a little science-y, anandamide being one, and then another being, the acronym is PEA, P as in Paul, EA. And I don't know if I can pronounce that big, long molecular word, but those two components of cacao really uplift the heart and also clear the mind. So that's physiological. And so because we are holistic beings, because we are tied to not only the molecular structure, but the energetics of this living being, we get the physiological wake up in our hearts, in our microbiomes, in our guts, and then also in our brains. And so what I found is that in my relationship with cacao over the years, especially the darker the cacao, the better. I'm kind of a nut job for 90% to 100%. I like it to be as pure as possible. Mm-hmm. And well-sourced, of course.
Yeah. Anandamide? Is that what you said?
Anandamide. So the word Ananda is in there. It's the Sanskrit word for bliss.
Yeah, that's
amazing. So it's the bliss molecule.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, anandamide. Yeah, I love that word. I mean, it's one of my favorite Sanskrit words because It means bliss, and it sounds like bliss when you say it. And I did not even know it was a molecule that you could eat.
Right. Yeah, it's mostly in cacao.
Yeah, it's actually quite a rare molecule in nature, and it connects to our endocannabinoid system throughout our nervous system. So everything from our gut to our nerves throughout our feet. And so it binds to the receptors throughout our body and our brain. It's one of the rare molecules that does interact with the endocannabinoid system. So it's a bit of a cousin to the cannabis cannabinoids, but this is a little different molecule, and it doesn't get people stoned, of course, like THC molecule, but it's, it has a lot of benefit. And same with PEA, which is they're both found in cacao at much higher concentrations than pretty much, you know, anywhere else. So if we zoom out from the science and the molecular, you know, biology, so to speak, and we look at, okay, well, why has this food stood the test of time? For instance, when the Spanish got to Central America on their conquests and they were looking for gold, and the ruler of the kingdom in Central America didn't have one bit of gold in his huge treasury. What did he have? Cacao beans.
Wow.
Thousands and thousands of them in baskets of them, because it was actually the currency, meaning the money of that kingdom. And it was considered sacred, and it was used, you know, as a ceremonial substance also. It was
used.
Yeah.
So they used it as their currency, like they would actually trade in cacao beans instead of coins?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's where cacao was indigenous. That's where the cacao tree, which is a fruit tree, you know, for those who don't know, cacao is a fruit. It's a pod that grows, and it doesn't grow way out on the end of branches like, say, you know, cherries and peaches. It's sticking like right off of the trunk of the plant, closer to kind of the heart chakra of the plant, if you will. And so technically cacao is the seeds that are roughly the size of an almond. And so when people say cacao beans, it's fine because, you know, that's common parlance, but they're technically the seeds found inside the cacao pod.
Yeah. And I've, like, in my travels, both in Ecuador when I studied abroad there, and in Costa Rica, I've been to some of these, you know, cacao workshops where they show you the whole process of taking that big pod off the tree and cracking it open.
Right.
And those seeds are surrounded by like this like mildly sweet white fleshy fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fruit. And it's too bad we can't get that, you know, fresh here, because that part is delicious too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean about it. Like, just it feels yeah, it's like this tree is just offering this beautiful fruit right off its big branches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it people notice what works. So if we look at, say, you know, any of the nutritional systems and healing systems in different parts of the world, whether it's traditional Chinese medicine or Ayurveda, two of the oldest that we know about, but also the shamanic traditions out of Central and South America and European herbalism and African, you know, look at every continent, they developed their, you know, systems for enhancing health and well-being in humans. And they notice certain foods over not just decades, but centuries of seeing a benefit. So in Ayurveda in India, which we know goes back well over 1,000 years, people saw the benefits in ashwagandha or in turmeric or in tulsi or ginger. And, you know, no one was hyping anything. No one was selling anything. And there weren't any labs doing analysis of the, you know, components and trying to reduce things down to a patentable substance. They just said, this works. And so cacao stood the test of time in its indigenous region of Central America. And then it spread to South America. And then it spread throughout basically the between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. And you know, all along the equatorial belt is where cacao will grow. But it won't grow really much north of the 20th parallel.
Right.
So, that's one of the reasons that Ayurveda doesn't really address cacao because it wasn't indigenous to the Indian subcontinent and really didn't get started there. The British tried to grow some cacao back in the 1800s, but didn't really work out. They didn't do it right. And then there was sort of nothing happening until the 1960s when the Cadbury Chocolate Company from England said, well, let's have a little plantation here and let's you know, do some cacao in southern India. But Cadbury Chocolate Company is kind of the British counterpart to Hershey's chocolate in the sense that they make mostly junk chocolate that's full of sugar and, you know.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, like 10% cacao and like 80% milk and, you know, sugar, right? Or 90.
And if we kind of just take a step back from the specifics of, you know, they just don't treat cacao nicely. They don't treat it in a sacred way. Whereas now, you look around, we're in a renaissance in many aspects of, you know, health and nutrition and spirituality and education. And there's a mini renaissance going on with cacao in that we've had, you know, this history in places like Central America, as I mentioned, where it was treated sacredly. And then the Europeans grabbed it and the Americans grabbed it and really didn't treat it well at all and turned it into basically just a junk food. Mm. And now we've been coming back full circle to the roots of why this is a true superfood. And of course, science is corroborating this with, you know, numbers and quantifiable things. Cacao is 21% protein by weight, the same as lean beef. So, you know, it's actually its amino acid profile is excellent. And it's one of the highest antioxidant foods, as people know. And it's, of course, one of the rare sources for anandamide and PEA. So, and it's even loaded with bioavailable magnesium. So, that's another reason why it enhances our brain function right at the level of the dendrites and the synapses.
And relaxes, right? Magnesium, people take it, relaxation, muscles.
Yes.
And for the nervous system, especially the autonomic nervous system is probably one of the most, if not the most important system that we have in our bodies. It regulates so much from our muscles to our digestion to our hormones. And, you know, just thinking about our nervous systems in general, we're all programmed for survival. And when we're eating and communing with a being like cacao, it's enhancing our autonomic nervous system to relax and take us out of just survival mode into thriving. So, you know, we become more optimistic, perhaps, when we introduce cacao into our systems. Mm. And, you know, we can go from that lower chakra, just like, oh, I just got to, like, make sure that I get through the day, to, oh, I'm actually enjoying my day. And I think that that's also why cacao is used ceremonially, is that it's a way to bring community together. It's heart opening in the fact that we can feel like we belong with each other when we share this being with each other. And that relaxes the nervous system because we're not othering each other. We're bringing ourselves into a space of, I belong, I'm safe, I can keep going because I'm in this community with people who love me and I love them, and oh look, we're having compassion for each other now. So we're taking it up into the higher chakras at this point, the heart center. We're speaking in a different manner to each other. You know, our minds, our third eyes are attuning to who we really are.
Oh, so beautiful. Yeah, I definitely notice. I mean, I probably could say I eat cacao every day. These days, it's actually mostly I've been eating like whole cacao seeds and mm-hmm. sometimes on their own, but mostly I'll eat them with a little bit of date. And I noticed that it definitely elevates my mood and it gives me energy, but like mm-hmm. you're saying, it doesn't actually have caffeine. And yeah, it's so curious that it can lift energy. And I'm super sensitive. Like I can't really have coffee at all or caffeine in general. It has a big effect on me. So when I have, you know, a couple of cacao seeds, I feel it. And do you think, is that the anandamide or is that, I know there's something else you mentioned on the Sarva site about theobromine. What's mm-hmm. that about?
Well, yeah. So cacao is actually one of the more complex foods that we consume. It's and it isn't completely understood, which is kind of fun that because, for instance, that anandamide molecule, it was only discovered, I think, either in the late 1960s or early 1970s. I don't know the exact chronology, but it's basically it's a stack effect. You know, when you stack up all the different excellent components that we've talked about, from anandamide to PEA to theobromine to theanine to tryptophan and protein, magnesium, just, you know, all of that put together holistically has a entourage effect. And all together, it works. Luckily, people haven't started trying to make some kind of a isolated extract of just one element of cacao and, you know, alter it. But the way you're doing it is true. It's medicinal even. Whereas if we look at the other end of the spectrum, compared to you eating straight cacao seeds, or someone like Bronwyn who's eating 90% chocolate or 100%, you know, or cacao. And, because we make chocolate here and from Big Island grown cacao seeds that are really well treated from a small farm and so on. And that feels like it's somewhat medicinal, whereas the other end of the spectrum, say Hershey's milk chocolate, is full on junk food and fairly toxic. And right. that's one of the reasons why it's gotten such a bad reputation as being a junk food, when cacao is medicina, if I can use that.
And I would like to jump in, and I think you make a good point, Lily. It's how sensitive are we and how clean are our systems? Because if someone is having a couple beers every night or eating a lot of junk food or, you know, just eating foods with rancid oils, and you know, it's just they're unconscious about what they're introducing into their system. Cacao isn't going to have the effects that we're discussing right now. There's not that attunement or that sensitivity to feel or to hear what cacao is speaking. You know, it's because it is a living being. You know, the amount of impact that it has on an individual, because everyone is bioindividuated, you know, it really depends on what is that person introducing into their bodies. And then also what are they introducing into their minds? Because media is also a food. And if they're, you know, listening or watching junk media, from music to television to the radio, you name it, to podcasts that aren't wholesome, then how does this being start co-creating that intention? Can it even have a voice in the room? So like, yeah, I mean, we're also very sensitive to caffeine, and cacao is enough stimulation for our systems. It's not trying to, I am not trying to make it right or wrong. And I just want to make that clear, that how someone is living their life is their choice, and somehow they're finding other teachers in their life. To say it more objectively, or as objectively as I can, that cacao isn't going to compete with really strong caffeine or someone whose system is more attuned to other beings like alcohol or high amounts of THC. It's just a fact that they're not going to tune into the subtleties.
Right. I think anybody can, especially, you know, people listening to this podcast are definitely already on the level of, you know, deepening their experience of their subtle body. And I know it's still like a big work for me. Like I know, you know, as a witness of myself, how far I've come, but I also can see that there's so far to go, you know, where there's still a lot of density at times in me. And
like, we're all human.
We're human.
We're delightfully human.
Right. But I think that anybody who's already kind of on this frequency of wellness and, you know, beyond just their physical health, I think listeners here already are tuned into to that desire, at least, and to the practices of subtle energy. And so I'm curious what you guys would say about, you know, people who are going to go and look for cacao, chocolate, you know, products to experiment with and deepen their, you know, subtle taste and sensation and perception of it. Like what should we look for? What should we consider? What are some signs, like, on, you know, a package or something that will help us know that this is going to be a good quality product?
Yeah. So, well, the first and foremost thing, and the simplest, would be the cacao to sugar ratio. And so luckily, more and more packaging is showing what percentage of actual cacao is in, especially if we're talking chocolate bars. Mm-hmm. And I would recommend 80% and above, and preferably, you know, depending on one's constitution and one's sensitivity to, you know, sugars, you know, I would recommend maybe more like 85 and above, or, you know, in some cases 90 and above, like, you know, and in your case, you're doing 100%, and that's great. And there's more and more 100% bars out there. And we recently found a new brand that came out of Colombia that we were surprised it was nicely done. And, you know, line of chocolate bars, but they did have a 100% in their line. And that brand is a simple word, L-O-K. Not sure how they would pronounce it. Looks like Lok. And we'd never seen that one. And but there's, you can buy bulk cacao online, as long as it's organic and fair trade, preferably from smaller farms, and preferably with, you know, a certified organic and a certified, you know, kind of fair trade label would be very important also, because a lot of the cacao, the majority of the cacao that's being grown commercially is huge corporations primarily doing their farming of cacao in Africa. And we'll just not go into the details, but practices that are not ethical and are exploitative, both to the land and the people. Right. So really important to support the that portion of the cacao market that is ethical and Dharma oriented. So is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, totally. I think those are all really important things. And then, of course, you know, that's if you're maybe just out and about, or, you know, when I'm looking for straight up cacao nibs or powder. And then, of course, I just have to chime in and say, of course, I recommend Sarva's chocolate products. All, like, I've tried so many of them. The Cacao Plus, the protein powder is so good for mixing in smoothies. Mm-hmm. And the bars are delicious. And then, of course, like I mentioned in the intro, the Conscious Cacao coffee replacement, which incredibly got Oliver, my husband, off of a long-term, you know, addiction to coffee. And I think there's something to be said, like, I would love for you guys to share about the synergistic, you know, blending of cacao with other things. Like if you want to talk about, for example, the Conscious Cacao and some of the things that you've added to it that make it, you know, a really incredible morning drink for somebody who is trying to switch off coffee and switch into cacao. So yeah, tell us more about that.
Well, yeah. So we had the same need. I don't do well with coffee, and Bronwyn doesn't do so well with coffee. And yet here we live in the Big Island, and there's fantastic coffee. And it was quite a difficult, you know, challenge for us to scale back. And we started experimenting with a blend of coffee to scale back on the coffee. We were lowering the percentage of coffee that we would throw in the French press, and we would add in Ramon seed powder and cacao and do a blend of those three. And then started to experiment with things like medicinal mushrooms that are good for our health and well-being and our brain, like lion's mane. And so we started to experiment with that. And then, of course, some little bit of prebiotic fibers in there, like organic artichoke, inulin. And then, of course, a few yummy, you know, spices, a little hint of cinnamon or whatever you like. So, I mean, because, you know, to make a coffee substitute, we got to be realistic. We got to make it tasty and fun, something that is repeatable, that we're going to go back to, that, like, when we're maybe, like, you know, a little tempted to have something not so good, we're going to gravitate to something yummy. And and so the evolution of Conscious Cacao was to make the absolute healthiest coffee substitute we could, but also, you know, yummy. And we live in Hawaii and work remotely from here, but the team and the production facility, of course, is still in Durango, where it's always been, in Durango, Colorado, where you live near. And and I want to do a big shout out to Joshua and Ani, the other two owners of Sarva, who literally Conscious Cacao was the first product in our lineup in these last 14 years that they not only were the lead, but they did 90% of the formulation. And the prior products, you know, had been mostly my babies. But as we're transitioning to them being, you know, in the lead, and me being, you know, really a distant second, third place behind them, I just really want to shout out to them on how they did such a beautiful job with this Conscious Cacao. We have it 6 mornings a week. We have a little yogic discipline where we take one day a week off. That's a different story, but yeah, love those guys. And this new product they made, Sita Protein, it's off topic, but I want to just thank them for this incredible next level Ayurvedically appropriate protein powder for people with sensitive digestions and systems. So.
Yeah, I'll second the shout out, Ani and Joshua, and I love it. They were in my last yoga teacher training. And so, you know, Ayurveda knows how important it is for the chefs to be, you know, cooking or creating with love, because that becomes a part of what you're eating. And so knowing that Ani and Joshua are formulating these products, you know, it's like not a bonus. It's just like that makes it. That's what makes these products also so good, so wholesome, because I know them. I know that their hearts are gold, and they're putting that into these products. I think you guys have given such beautiful information. I know I'm, you know, even more inspired. I love knowing about Anandamai. Just want to thank you both so much for for your wisdom, for just being bright lights in the world, inspiring me all the time, and for coming on today to the podcast to share with my listeners. And yeah, is there anything else you guys want to share before we wrap up?
Just to keep loving everybody.
Yeah. Our mantra is bless everybody, no exceptions, bless everyone everywhere, everyone everywhere. Let's just start spreading more love and light to each other. The planet needs it. People are hurting. Let's just be as bright and loving and caring towards each other as we possibly can, from our food to our media to our conversations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that all starts within. So remember to love yourself.
Yes. Yeah. The most important teaching of our times.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you guys. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, thank Lily. You, really Lily. Appreciate you.
So great to connect with you and co-create.
Well, that was a fun conversation to have with Bronwyn and Derek, and I definitely learned some new things about cacao. I hope you enjoyed. You know, my intention with that was to share how, first of all, cacao is truly a superfood and a heart opener, and it, you know, when eaten in a mindful way, with, you know, high quality cacao and not junk chocolate, as Derek was saying, it really is a really potent, incredible food and medicine. And I think that if we actually follow the principles of Ayurveda, we can learn how to consume it in a really wholesome Ayurvedic way that is positive. And just to add in a little bit more Ayurveda here, what we do in Ayurveda is we think about the qualities, the gunas and everything. And so cacao on its own, a cacao seed specifically, is rough and dry and cool. And so that would be actually aggravating to vata on its own. When it is ground and smoothed out in either a drink, you know, made it warm within a hot cacao drink, or made into a paste, or made into a smooth chocolate bar, and you're adding milk or coconut oil or other good fats, then it's now got a smooth quality instead of a rough, dry one, and a moist quality, you know, especially if it's in a drink. So now those smooth, moist qualities are going to be more balancing to vata and definitely pitta. As long as it doesn't have a lot of sugar or a lot of heavy fats, it can still be good for kapha in small amounts. And the other thing is the taste. So the taste of cacao on its own is bitter, which is known to be aggravating to vata. It's one of those tastes that increases vata, decreases kapha and pitta. But then again, when you mix the cacao and the bitter flavor with other things, like a little bit of sweetness, for example, with some, you know, healthy, mindful sweeteners such as dates, or small amounts of raw cane sugar or monk fruit, agave, things like that in moderate amounts, and that sweetness, sweet is a flavor that balances pitta and vata. So it's all about understanding the principles, the qualities, the tastes, and the quantities, of course, and then the quality of the cacao, as Derek was talking about. So enjoy your cacao from now on, and remember everything in moderation. And Ayurveda has a saying that everything can be a poison and everything can be a medicine. And so let's use our cacao as a medicine. And then, you know, sometimes it's totally, you know, normal and fine to have treats and indulge once in a while. And we can totally do that when we're balancing it with, you know, the practices that are mostly healthy and wholesome and cleansing when necessary. Then we get to indulge and enjoy, and we're supposed to do those things too.
And I also just wanted to finish by reminding you that they've offered a sweet discount on any Sarva products, Lily17, and the link for Sarva Superfood will be in the show notes. And I wanted to remind you that I have some really sweet offerings coming up. This Ayurveda virtual deep dive that I mentioned, it's a 2-month live program. I'll be teaching on Zoom, so I'll get to see you, your face, you'll get to see me, you'll get to ask questions, to learn really all about Ayurveda and what I consider the most important places to start in really deepening your understanding of this ancient science and starting to live the yogic and Ayurvedic lifestyle through your food choices and your daily habits, just your lifestyle becoming more holistic. So I'd love for you to check that out. Link is in the show notes, lilyrussoyoga.com. I'd also like to let you know that I am offering another yoga teacher training this year, summer 2023. This will be the fourth time I'll be offering a yoga teacher training. It's a 200-hour pranavinyasa teacher training, and it's really an incredible immersion into the yogic lifestyle. And whether or not you want to become a teacher, it's a total deep dive transformation in how we live. And it can be really, it's always been really powerful for everybody who's a part of it. So I invite you to take a look at that. Reach out if you'd like to have a free phone call with me to find out if it's a good fit for you. I really like to make sure, because it is a specific type of immersion and training, and there are many teacher trainings out there, and I believe that there's one for everyone. So I love to help people decide if that's the right fit. And again, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to Your Inner Radiance and being a part of this shift in consciousness that I'm grateful to be a part of. I'd love to stay connected. If you go to my website, lilyrussoyoga.com, and sign up for my newsletter, you'll always stay up to date about events I'm putting on. Also, my last request here is if you're enjoying this podcast, go over, especially if you listen on Apple or if you listen on another place where you can leave reviews, go ahead and leave a review. I would love that. It'd be really helpful. And just sending my blessings today, it's actually the solstice, winter solstice, which is a really special day for me because it means the light is returning. And it's such an important time to recognize that we've just been through a whole year. We're on the other side, you know, and it marks the longest night. And now the earth is turning back towards the sun. And it's a good time to reflect on our world, what we have been doing, what's been working, what's not working, what habits there are to shift, and then what we really want, how we really want to show up, what habits we want to cultivate, what qualities we really want to embody. So consider that and enjoy your solstice. And if you're listening at another time, I send my blessings and really thank you for being here.